Last week we started the Mishnah on Daf Beis, which of course mentions the major Machlokes Tanoim as to when a shliach has to say Refaninech or Refaninechtam. Is it when you bring it from a Mokom Rachok in Chutz Laretz, or maybe even closer to Eretz Yisrael? A whole back and forth. Then the Mishnah later on says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Merekam Lemizach, Merekam Kemizach, Meashkan Lemudar, Meashkan Kedar, Meakal Ketzafon, Veakal Ketzafon. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say something similar to Rabban Gamliel, that Rekem, Merekam Lemizach, Merekam Kemizach. Right? That Rekem is part of Chutzlar, that's what it sounds like. Right? That's what it sounds like. And you would say, if you bring the get to Eretz Yisrael from Rekem. Rabbi Meir says, Akku Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Rabbi Meir argues with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Akku Litzafim and Akku Kitzafim. And then the Gemara says that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael itself, then there's no need to say, So last time we discussed the famous Sheetus Rashi. Rashi says within the first Sheetus in the Tanaim, that there's a chilah between shliach halach and shliach kabbalah in terms of ifanah. That the only shliach that says ifanah tefanenachta is a shliach lehalacha, but a shliach lekabbalah does not have to say ifanah tefanenachta. And we mentioned the major machlokas, the Ran and the Chasam Sofer, in explaining that particular shita. Right, why is it that a shliach lekabbalah does not have to say ifanah? The Ran says, according to Rashi, a shliach lekabbalah does not have to say ifanah because the baal is gomer magarish. If he gives it to a shliach laholach, he gives it to his own shliach to bring it to the woman, so then he's not gomer legarish. The garishin hasn't taken place yet. Right? There was no maisa garishin. So therefore, subconsciously, if he's not gomer legarish, maybe then he'll be motzi laz against the get. He doesn't want it, he'll change his mind. But if he gives it to a shliach lekabbalah, then he's gomer legarish. We're not afraid that he's going to be ma'ar. So then there's no need to stay b'fanat the ma'ar. That's how they run. No need to say b'fanenachta if he gives it to the shliach lekabbalah. And the Chasam Sofer says, no, it's more fundamental than that. That when he gives the get to a shliach lekabbalah, so then once the shliach lekabbalah gets it, then the gerushin have been completed, and he's no longer a shliach. So what's going to be? He brings the get to the woman in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives her the get, so what's he going to say b'fanenachta for, says the Chasam Sofer. He's not a shliach anymore. He can only say it when he's still in Chutz La'aretz, but the woman's not there. So there's no point in saying b'fanai there. He'd say b'fanai when he gives it to the woman. But when he gives it to the woman, he's not a shliach anymore because the gerushin is completed in Chutz La'aretz. So he can't say b'fanai b'fanai nechta. We said the real machlokas between the Ran and the Chasam Sofer is whether he doesn't have to say b'fanai or he can't say b'fanai. That's the machlokas in a nutshell. And we discussed certain issues that might hinge on this machlokas, the Ran and the Chasam Sofer. But according to the Chasam Sofer, once the shliach lekabbalah receives the get, then he's no longer a shliach. And if he's no longer a shliach, that's why he can't say b'fanai. And the Ran apparently argues, the Ran must assume that even after he gets the get, maybe the shame shliach is not paka. He's still called a shliach on the gerushin. Because once he was a shliach on the gerushin initially, he's always considered a shliach. He's always associated with that ma'aseh gerushin. So the shame shliach is always there. So because the Ran holds, the shame shliach is always there, you can't claim that he can't say b'fanenachta b'fanenachta because he's not a shliach. He is a shliach. He was a shliach on the ma'aseh gerushin. So therefore, the shame shliach is not going to be paka. He always would be able to say b'fanenachta b'fanenachta. It's just he doesn't have to say b'fanai because we assume that the baal is going to be gomer u'megarish. Okay, this was the Machlokas, the Ran and the Chasam Sofer, and we discussed different issues that might hinge on this question. The major Machlokas, the basic Nafkamina, the basic Nafkamina between the Ran and the Chasam Sofer is what happens if the Shliach LeKabbalah does say b'fanai. We started off this way on Wednesday, and we're going to complete the Sugya this way as well. That's the real Nafkamina. We talked about Nafkaminas in Shliach Olacha, if he forgets to say b'fanai. So how does he fix that according to the Chachamim? What happens if the Baal dies? These were things we discussed on Thursday. But let's get back to the Iker. The Iker is whether a Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't have to say b'fanai or he can't say b'fanai. What's enough Kamina? Let's say he does say b'fanai. Will he solve the problem of Ir HaBaal? Mishnah says that if the Baal's Ma'areh, so then you have to have Kiyum. If you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai, because we're not afraid the Baal is going to be ma'ar. They are b'kiyum b'lishma. There are shayaris mitzuyos. We're not afraid of any chashashis over there. But let's say the Baal's Ma'ara, so then you will have to be Mekayim. So what happens by a Shliach LeKabbalah in Chutz Laretz? Shliach LeKabbalah in Chutz Laretz, is it that he can't say Befanai? Or that he doesn't have to say Befanai? So L'chora, the Nafkamina would be this. According to the Ran, the Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't have to say Befanai. But if he does say Befanai, then we won't need Kiyum in the future. Just like it bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, I'av desahan, as the Gemara in the Vav says, that he doesn't have to say Befanai, but if he does, it works. And then even if the Baal's Ma'arer, we're not going to listen to him. So to hear, the Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't have to say Befanai, but if he does say Befanai, then if the Baal's Ma'arer later, it's not going to accomplish anything. The Shliach will solve the whole problem right here and now. But according to the Chasam Sofer, he can't say Befanai. It's not like Eretz Yisrael. He can't say Befanai because he's not a Shliach. The Shliach LeKabbalah is not a Shliach. Once the Maaseh Gerushin is completed, then the Shem Shliach is Paka. So now he brings the get to the woman who lives in Eretz Yisrael. What, he's going to say Befanai? Then he's not a Shliach anymore in Eretz Yisrael. So if he's not a Shliach, so then he can't say Befanai. So even if he says Befanai, he won't accomplish anything because the whole thing is meaningless. The Chachamim trusted the Shliach to say Befanai. But if he's no longer a Shliach, then he's not going to be able to say Befanai. This nafkamina between the Ran and the Chasam Sofer appears in the Rishonim. Okay, before we get to that, yes, Ari?
I don't understand how the Ran could use the Gemara and Babel and Bez of the Raya. It's talking about a different kind of Shliach. We're trying to say that the argument is regarding the Shliach of Kabbalah, but Yahav Zahanis is talking about Shliach of Kabbalah.
But what is that talking about? It's talking about a situation where you don't have to say Befanai, but you did it anyway. Isn't Shliach LeKabbalah point to the Ran exactly the same? He doesn't have to say Befanai, but maybe if he says it, then it'll solve the problem. Why is it any different than that? That's why the Ran brings Eretz Yisrael as the best Raya. Eretz Yisrael is the case where Befanai is not necessary. Shliach LeKabbalah, according to the Ran, Mufi Rashi, is a case where Befanai is not necessary. So if in Eretz Yisrael, if you say Befanai, the Gemara says you have the Sahanis, it does work, so Shliach LeKabbalah is the same thing. It should also work to solve a problem. It's not necessary, but if you do it, it'll accomplish something. I think so. So this nafkamina between the Ran and the Chasam Sofer appears in the Rishonim. Rishonim talk about whether Befanai works by a Shliach LeKabbalah. If he doesn't, will it work? But Rishonim presented slightly differently than the Chasam Sofer. There's a nuance of difference. Who's Kaimitz is this? I forgot my Kaimitz. Who's this? Josh Lando. Thank you very much. Can I borrow this? Where's Josh? Oh, thank you very much. The Meiri, see, the problem is that you don't have the color of the sticky notes, so I can't find the Meiri. That's the problem. That's the Masorah and the Shia. You gotta get the color sticky notes. But you also don't have colors. Oh, on the side! Yes. I said that on the top. Okay. It's okay. I can use the colors without the sticky notes. It's okay. It's not Ma'akim. Right? It's not Ma'akim. It still has a shame kovitz, even if you don't have the sticky notes. Okay, comes the Meiri and says like this. Where's the Meiri? Meiri right here. Meiri is on that rock. At the end of that sugya, that Rav Amar Aleph. Oh, the Kalmakim. It says like this: So B'shem Ktzas Chachmei Hador Shalufanino Shemati Shenem. Okay, let's back up. Mikalmakim, Mikoma Shekosavnu Lamadet Shlonichta B'Talmud Din B'Fanet B'Fanetem Hakel Alev Alom Shlol Ashiachod De'ir Abal Ela B'Shliach Halacha. Avot Shliach Kabbalah Shaget Yotzei Mitachas Yado V'Amar B'Fanetla V'Ba Abal De'ir Be'Enem Askayim V'Chosmav Lo Huskira Im Nemonim La. Not mentioned in the Gemara. No discussion in the Mishnayos whether Shliach Kabbalah said Befanai or not. Rav the Meiri, B'shem Ktzas Chach Me'Hador Shalofanenu Shamati, Shenemon. The Ktzas Chach Me'Hadoro say that if a Shliach LeKabbalah says Befanai, he is Nemon. It's not a davar poshet that a Shliach should be Nemon to say Befanai is Befanai Nechta. That's what the Gemara talks about. He's only one A, he's one guy, he's not two Adams. Like, who gave him their monist? It's a dinder abanan. The whole thing is a dinder abanan. that we're afraid the Baal's going to complain. So it's only a chashash midrabanan. So Chazal trusted him. But did Chazal trust a shliach l'kabbalah? So come the Tzatzchach Midoros and they say, yes, he's Nem. Sheneman ve'mashkichim be'ir Abal. V'rayosom imasha amru l'malo. What's the raya of this, of these Tzatzchach Midoros? What's the raya? The raya is the other nafkamina we had on Thursday. The Gemara Dafeh. That's why even if you're not interested in seeing that, that the nafkamina for the machlokas, the Ram and the Chasin Tov, but you have to see it to see the Meir. What's the raya? V'rayosom imasha amru l'malo keitzad yasin. Ketzel Yasa, what does that mean? The Chachamim say, what happens if a Shliach Halacha didn't say Befanai? So Ketzel Yasa, Yidlenu Emena, V'yasa, V'yidlenu Lav, Yomla, Befanai, Befanai, Nafsan. The Rabbanan say that you have to give it over again. If you give it over and you say Befanai. Alma, Afagad, the Igar Shalom, Mikame Yomi, Achsha Beno Nosin, Lav, Torah, Gershin, Elo, Lashamra, Mehotzlas, Laz, Nem, V'mashgichin, O, Be'iru, Habal.
This is right.
What's this raya? He says, I'll bring you a raya that a shlich l'kabbalah, if he says b'fanayot b'fanayotam, he's going to be neman. What's the yisod of a shlich l'kabbalah? That once the shlich l'kabbalah gets it, the gerish neman chal. So the question that we're really asking is, does it make sense to say b'fanayot b'fanayotam after the gerish have already been chal? Now, presumably, b'fanay is said by a shlich holocha before the gerish, right? He's about to give the get, he says b'fanayot b'fanayotam, and then he gives the get. But let's say the get has already, let's say the gerishin have already been chal. So is there any value to the b'fanai? So that's what the Tzatzchach Midoros say. Well, look at the Gemara on the family base. The Rabbanan say, what happens if a shliach halacha didn't say b'fanai? What does he do? So come the Chacham and say, well, he gives the get again and says b'fanai. Now just one second, but the gerishin have already been chal. The gerishin have already been chal, and he can still say b'fanai. So don't you see that even if the gerishin has already been chal, he can still say b'fanai? Nafkamina for shliach l'kabbalah too. That's the raya. The raya from shliach holocha b'di'eved, where he didn't say b'fanai, and the gerishin have already been completed. Nevertheless, he can say b'fanai. So that shows you that even after the gerishin have been chal, he can still say b'fanai. So by shliach l'kabbalah oichet, by shliach l'kabbalah also. Right, the shliach l'kabbalah can say b'fanai even after the gerishin, even though by every shliach l'kabbalah the gerishin have already been chal when he gets the when he receives the get. I don't think it's right. Shabazu lo nizgar shakahogen mitzorah shabashas nesina yomer kain. Avol zu shemishol shabo aget liyara shliach nizgar shakahogen ain kan ochas nesina v'lo mahani. I don't think that the tzatzchach midoros are right. I don't think it's a riot. The Ran brought a raya that shliach l'kabbalah can say b'fanai from what? What? Eretz Yisrael, right? Maybe get by Eretz Yisrael in a tzarach l'om b'fanai t'fanai nechtam. What's the Ran's raya? The Ran's raya is from a case where you don't have to say b'fanai, but you do say b'fanai. So bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai, but you still can say b'fanai and accomplish something, so shliach l'kabbalah also. The Tzatzchach Midoros brought a different raya. They didn't bring a raya from a case where you don't have to say b'fanai. They brought a raya from a case where the gerishin already took place. And nevertheless, you can say b'fanai. It's a different raya. So to this raya, Zabda Me'iri, that's not a raya. Because in that case on Daf Hei, the gerishin didn't take place yet. Yeah, there was a mais in Asina, but it didn't work midirabana. It was missing b'fanai. It wasn't this garsha kahogen. Don't bring me a raya from a case where there was a gerishin, where the shliach halacha gave the get and there was a gerishin. He didn't say b'fanai, nevertheless he can say b'fanai afterwards. Don't bring me a raya from that to shliach l'kabbalah, that even though shliach l'kabbalah, by definition, when he accepts the get, there is a gerishin, he can still be able to say b'fanai afterwards. There's no raya b'chlal. But shliach l'kabbalah, this garsha kahogen, the gerishin was done properly, it's over. Once it's over, what are you going to do? Another nesina? Why do another nesina? There's no value to the other nesina. It's like jumping up and down in place. Right? Jumping up and down in place is not a ma'aseh gerishin. So if you take back the get and give it back to her, it's like giving another piece of paper. Give her a newspaper. Like what's? There's no point to that nesina. It was done properly in the first place. So it was done properly in the first place. There's no makom for the b'fana. If the shliach halacha gave it but didn't say b'fana, then the first gerishin was missing something on a derabbanan level. So there wasn't the full nesina. There you can do another nesina and say b'fanai at the time of the second nesina, because that's the gerishin, the rabbanan. So zokta meiri, there's no raya from shliach halacha b'di'evit, because there wasn't a gerishin kahogen. Over here, there was a gerishin kahogen. So maybe by the shliach l'kabbalah, You can't say Befanai. Maybe by Shleach HaKabbalah you can't say Befanai. The Lashon of the Me'iri is not Mashmal like the Chasam Sofer. Right? The Me'iri is saying the reason why Shleach HaKabbalah can't say Befanai is because the Gerishin was a full Gerishin. So there's no value to saying Befanai. You can only say Befanai Mitzuruf to a Nesina. It's got to be connected to the Nesina Saget. But if you already had a Gerishin, there's no new Nesina Saget to speak of. This is similar to what Yoni Fine said. I think opening day, you know. I think Wednesday you mentioned this at the very beginning. Yoni thought of this. He suggested this idea that it's not that the shame shliach is pak, and that's why the shliach of Kabbalah can't say Befanai. But once the gerishin has already been chal, what kind of a nesina are you going to have? Maybe Befanai Yotav Hanyatam always has to be mitzuref to a nesina. It has to be connected to a nesina saget. If you're not going to have a nesina saget because it's done already, so then there's no value to saying Befanai. I think that's what Yoni wanted to suggest. They point out that that's what the Maram Shif says as well. He says that someone who brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no purpose in saying Befanai because what's the Nesina? If the Shlich LeKabbalah gets the get in Chutz Laaretz, so when he brings it to the woman who lives in Eretz Yisrael, there's no value to saying Befanai in Eretz Yisrael because what's the Nesina over here in Eretz Yisrael? What's happening over here? There is no Nesina in Eretz Yisrael. That's Yoni's Svar. That's the Me'iri Svar. The Chasam Sofer would have said something totally different over here. Chasam Sofer would have said, I agree with the Me'iri that the Shlech LeKabbalah can't say Befanai, but not because since there was a Gerish and Kahogan, you can't have another Nesina. That's not what the Chasam Sofer would have said. He would have just said simply that once there's a Gerishin, so then Pokasher Mashliach. He's not called a Shliach, so he can't say Befanai. So the Shita of the Me'iri is the Shita of the Chasam Sofer. The issue, the Machlokas, the Ktasa Chachmei Doros, and the Me'iri, that's the machlokas, the Ran and the Chasam Sofer, whether a Shleich LeKabbalah can say Befanai or not. But the Svar of the Me'iri is not the Chasam Sofer. And sometimes you find that. Sometimes you'll have an Achron who'll have his own pshat, different than the Rishonim. The basic Vart is here. The Yisodos, the case, and the Halachas. The Halach is here. But there's a nuance of difference between the way the Me'iri presents it and the way the Chasam Sofer presents it. Okay, this concludes the first sugya. Questions? Okay, let's go back. Let's go further in the Mishnah. So we mentioned that there are a number of different shitas, right? Whether the Shleach says Befanai, only if he brings the get from a Makom Rachok in Chutz Laaretz, or maybe from a Makom Samoch, or a Makom Muvla. We talked about that. We'll see the Gemara and Daf Dalet in greater detail. That's how the Ran presented the Gemara B'Kitzah. The Behuda then says, as we read earlier, Mirekem lemizach v'rekem kemizach, me'ashkelon ledar, me'ashkelon ledar, me'akol etzof v'akol ketzof. He seems to be telling us what the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are, right? Mirekem lemizach v'rekem kemizach. Rekem is outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Rekem is chutz laretz, and inside of that is Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon is the boundary on the Darim, and Akku is the boundary on the Tzofen, and again, Akku is outside, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Akku is outside. And presumably he's saying that you'd have to, the Shliach would have to say Befanai Befanai Nechtam, bringing from these areas, right? From an area of Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Meir Amar Akku Keretz Yisrael Gidin. Rabbi Meir argues on this point. Akku, he says Akku is part of Eretz Yisrael for Gidin against Rabbi Yehuda. So it would seem as though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Akko is part of Chutz Laaretz, Ashkelon is part of Chutz, and Rekem is part of Chutz Laaretz. That's what it sounds like, and that's why a Shliach who brings a get from there would have to say Befanai. So all the Rishonim stop on this. Right? Well, is this really true? What's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael? The Ashkelon Kedaram Tosfos is Hiksha Rabbi Nutam. The Ashkelon may Eretz Yisrael. He Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Ashkelon Kedaram, that it's south of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael itself. So what's going on? So if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, then you shouldn't have to say Befanai if you bring a get from there. That's like someone who brings a get in Eretz Yisrael itself. Hiksha Rabbi Nutam, the Ashkelon, me Eretz Yisrael, he doksiv bi Yoshua, zos haaretz hanish eres, ha-shdodi v'ha-ashkeloni, uksiv yipilu li Yisrael l'nachlo, kasher tziv yisicha, v'achagach lochdua, kidoksiv ayil kod Yehudas, azav yas Ashkelon, yas gebulah. Rabbi Natan says from the Psukim it's clear that they captured Ashkelon, so it's part of Eretz Yisrael. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not part of Eretz Yisrael? Omer Rabbi Natan, the Oli Bavel lo kivshua. The Oli Mitzrayim lo kovesh Ashkelon. Yeah, there was a kibush and there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Ashkelon during the Bayis Rishon. But the Oli Bavel, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they went to Bavel and they came back. The Oli Bavel, we're not kovesh Ashkelon. Rabbi Yehuda is talking nowadays, right? After the second Beis HaMikdash. So, we didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because the Oli Bavel, we're not kovesh it again. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a function of the kibush. Yoshua was kovesh Ashkelon, but the Oli Bavel were not, so it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then it has the status of Chutzlor. It's not only for Mitzvahs HaKluyas Ba'aretz, but for Befanenech Lefanenechtam as well. Right? Rabbi Natam is assuming that Befanenech Lefanenechtam is a function of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So, a place that Oli Bavel, when not kovesh, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then it has the status of Chutzlor, it's for Befanenech as well. The Oli Bavel lo kivshua kedam and perakama the chulin kavi beishan habe krochem kovshem Oli Mitzrayim velo kovshem Oli Bavel. In many places, many krochem, many cities that the Oli Mitzrayim were kovish, but the Oli Bavel didn't get there. Ulekach ein talmid chachamim mitzuyim ba vein batei dinin kvun sham, and that's why you have to say befonai. Why? Because they're not bekiyim belishma. Because since it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the talmid chachamim didn't get there. So the Talmid HaChacham aren't there, then there's no Bekiyim B'Lishma. And also, there are no yeshivas there, there are no Bati Dinim Kavuin, so you're not going to have Shayaris Mitzuyah, so Rein Eidem Mitzuyah L'Kaima also. So for both reasons, you'll have to say B'Fanot V'Nenatim if you bring a gift from that place. This is what the Rabbeinu Tam wants to suggest to answer Ashkelon. Avol Koshe, but he asked, Rekem V'Cheger Mashma Hochad Avol Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, "May Rekem Mizrach, Rekem Kemizrach." Sounds like Rekem is part of Chutz Loretz. Rekem is part of Chutz Loretz. Uksiv bi Yoshua vaykachu es kodesh behar Naftali. Deu makadesh kodesh. Right? Rekem echege ben kodesh uvein vored. Rashi says it's Rekem echege ben kodesh uvein shur. So kodesh is Rekem, and deu makadesh kodesh behar Naftali. It sounds like it's a part of Eretz Yisrael. So what would you think to say? The same terms we said before. Yoshua was kovishit, the Oli Mitzrayim were kovishit, maybe the Oli Bavel were not kovishit. So says Tosis, you can't say that. But lekel remember the lo kovshua Oli Bavel, the bisifrei beparashas v'hoya ekev choshi rekev echege v'hadei krochem shekovshim Oli Bavel. In the sifrei, in the medrash in parashas ekev, it seems to list rekem as one of the krochim that Oli Bavel were kovish. So what's the teretz? Rekem was kovish not only by Oli Mitzrayim but by Oli Bavel also, then it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So why don't you say, why do you say Befana if you bring from Rekem? Stach a pelet. Really is a pelet. Very difficult. V'yeshloma Satosu stands on their head. Really, they say a very shver teretz. D'trei Rekem v'cheger havin. You must say that there are two Rekem v'chegers. The Rekem Mecheger in the Psukim is the Rekem Mecheger that's part of Eretz Yisrael. The Rekem Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, the Rekem Rabbi Gamliel is talking about, that's a Rekem that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's in Chutz Lotz. Well, I mean, we always try to avoid something like that. I mean, he's basically saying, like, okay, I have a stira, so there are two. You know, that's it. It is what it is. It's like if you have a stira and two sugya, so there are two ways that you can answer the kashi. You can say that there's no stira. I'll explain both of the sugyas. The other way to say it is, it's machlokas asugyas. You know, what am I supposed to do? You throw up your hands and you say that's it. So we try not to say it's just machlokas asugyas. We try to always reconcile the sugyas. Sometimes you can't. So over here, Tosis is saying that there's no other answer. You got to say that there are two rekem echeges. But also rekem echeged d'chsiv gabi avram v'yeshu ben kodesh v'en shur m'targamina ben rekem v'en chagra v'artzo shal avi melech plishtim. The Rekem Echeger at the time of Avram, in the Psukim regarding Avram, that was near Avimelech Melech Plishtim. Also, Hoya Be'eretz Yisrael, that was part of Eretz Yisrael. The Mestama, the Avram, the Yitzchak, Hayudaram Be'eretz Yisrael. Avram and Yitzchak lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu, certainly, he was in Olat Mima, he wasn't allowed to leave. But Mestama, they both lived in Eretz Yisrael. So it had to be in Eretz Yisrael. Will be Yoshua Nami Mashba, the Plishtim, Me'eretz Yisrael. Plishtim is part of it. Plishtim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like in Sefer Yoshua. also reckon mecheger haya b'marava shel Eretz Yisrael. The plishtim b'marava, the yam plishtim u'gvul marav shel Eretz Yisrael. Plishtim lived on the west of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the psukim seem to say. So that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Rekem mecheger the masnisin haya b'mizrach k'diyamin and rekem k'mizrach. Rabbi Yehuda has rekem k'mizrach. So if Eretz plishtim is on the west of Eretz Yisrael, so how can rekem be k'mizrach? So it must be a different rekem. There's a rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael too. And that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's in Chutz Laretz. It's outside the boundary. It's outside the boundary. So there are two rekem mecheger, says Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says that b'fonei nechta b'fonei nachtam is a function of kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So he's bothered. Rabbi Yehuda says Ashkelon is kedaram. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Chutz Laretz. How can that be? So he says, no problem. The only bubble, we're not kovish it, so it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's like Chutz Laretz regarding b'fonei nechta b'fonei nachtam too. It's the same halacha, right? Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs hatlois v'aretz, and gittin b'fonei for gittin, the same halacha. Aye, but rekem is not going to. It's not going to work then, because Rekem is part of Eretz Yisrael. So he says it must be that there are two Rekems. But that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the Koveya for what's part of Eretz Yisrael. And that determines if you say B'fanei T'fanei Nechtam, if you bring it from that place or not. But Tosis then is bothered. Tosis is not happy. He says, V'aku, Aku is the problem. We've answered Ashkelon, we've answered Rekem Echege, but we haven't answered Aku yet. He says, "Va'aku, afal gab de kav shuole bavel kedamer besof ksubes." Rabbi Abba have a menashe kipi de aku. At the end of ksubes, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba used to kiss the ground of va'aku. The Chachamim had a chavivus for the karka of Eretz Yisrael. They would kiss the ground. You don't kiss the ground of Chutz Laretz. So it certainly sounds from the Gemara in ksubes that. Kovshim Olei Bavel. Stama, there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Aku. If not, Rabbi Abba would not have been Menashe Kibi the Aku. He wouldn't have kissed the rocks of Aku. Uperk Misha also, Porek Lemeimer the Aku Lav Me Eretz Yisrael Hava. In the context over there, on the Mishnah, the Gemara Es, sounds like Aku is not part of Eretz Yisrael, but how can that be? We know Aku is part of Eretz Yisrael. Haki avu miftiri rabbanan mehadadi, ba'aku avu miftiri mehadadi. Visha asalotza is me Eretz Yisrael, l'chutz laretz. Those rabbanan who lived in Eretz Yisrael, they were not going to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz laretz. You're not allowed to. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz laretz. Those chachamim, they had to go back to chutz laretz. There are reasons that allow you to go back to chutz laretz. So those that were able to go back went back, but the Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael didn't leave. So where did they part from each other? At the end of the border. Where did they part? Aku, the Gemara says. They parted in Aku. So those Chachamim who lived in Eretz Yisrael wouldn't leave Aku. But they would go to Aku. So it sounds like Aku is part of Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like Aku is part of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Nutam, Lo Koshem Idi. The Aku is the chetzi be'aretz v'chetzi b'chutz laretz. K'demuchach b'Yerushalmi. V'ochamayir v'osu tzatshe b'chutz laretz. Rabbeinu Tam says, based on a Yerushalmi, that Aku was split. There were two parts to Aku. It's almost like the teretz of Rekem Echeger. There were two Rekem Echegers. But this is a little bit better. It means that the city itself was split. Half of it was part of Eretz Yisrael, half of it wasn't. So that answers everything. The Aku Rabbi Yehuda is referring to that Aku Litzofim, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chelek of Aku that's in Chutz Laretz. The part that's the northernmost part of Aku. But the Gemara in Ksubas that says Rabbi Abba was Menashe Kipi the Aku, and the Gemara in Gittin that says that the Chachamim would be Miftri Mei Hadodi in Aku, that's the Aku that's the lower part that's part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Aku that's part of Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Aku that's the Chatzi Aku and Chutz Laretz doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So regarding Gittin, it's Choluk. Right? You bring a get from the Aku that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, you do say Befana. You bring a get from the Aku that's part of Eretz Yisrael, you don't say Befana. That's the answer. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam basically says Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the Koveh. If the place has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then you won't say Befana if you bring a get from there. And if it lacks Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then it has a din of Chutz Laretz. So then you will say B'fanai if you bring a get from that place. Okay, this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Question, Binyamin.
Yeah. Based off of that, is it possible that Rehuda and the mayor of Mishnah are actually arguing, just talking about different parts of Akko?
It could be, but it doesn't sound like that. Rabbi Meir seems to argue. He says, you're wrong, right? Akku is Eretz Yisrael. So, however he understood Rabbi Yehuda, he was disagreeing with him. Right? So even though you could say that they're talking about different parts of Akku, it doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. It sounds like there's a real focus.
Yeah, just a question on the Svara of Rabbi Tam. So, I was saying, since Rabbi Tam kind of bases the requirement to say Panaftam on whether there's Kedusha Sa'aretz or not, and then kind of ties that into the reasoning of either, Bikin Lashmar, even the Sudan Taimel, but those reasonings seem to be more like Pharisees focused, in the sense that, the reality is that, either basically just aren't people there to do either of those two things.
But that's what Rabbi Natam says. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Kovea, where the people are going to be there. If it doesn't have Kedusha, so why are people going to live there?
Right, but why would it? I'm just curious, based on the Svara, why would just the fact that it has Kedusha mean that there are going to be people there necessarily? Different parts of Eretz Yisrael are more populated than others. People live in different cities have a bigger population. But to me, it's just interesting to say that just because it has Kedusha, so there's going to be people there, and therefore.
Maybe he's saying the following, that if the Olei Bavel were not Kovei, so the Pshat is it was never inhabited in a significant way. It's not that the existence of Kedusha brings the people. It's that it was not Nichbash initially by the Olei Bavel, so it never developed. If it never developed, it never got the yeshivas, it never got the Batei Din, it never... if someone had been Kovei later, so then maybe it would have been developed, but it never happened. Because the Olei Bavel were not Kovei that place, so it never got developed, so it remained in its state, that it didn't have such a population, and that's why it doesn't have Talmidei Chacham there, it doesn't have yeshivas. And that's why you'll have to say B'shamayim if you bring a gift. Daniel?
At the end of the day, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying that these three cities are the geographical borders of Eretz Yisrael, or some of them are the borders in terms of Kedushal and Gittin, and some of them are the borders in terms of actual Eretz Yisrael? I mean, it seems like
according to Rabbi Natam, he's saying both.
Not natural border, like.
What, nowadays he's saying?
No, I'm saying when he's writing this. And it seems like he's saying these three cities, they're not actually all territorial borders. Ashkelon's a border in the sense of Gittin. This one's a border in the sense of natural border.
No, Rabbi Natam says that they're borders in terms of Mrs. Tlius Baris also. They're borders in terms of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and in terms of Gittin, because Kedusha and Gittin go together. They go together. What has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? That's a siman ladavar that people are living there. If they were Koveshit, now it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That means people are living there. People are living there. So then you'll have Talmidei Chacham, you'll have yeshivas. So Kedusha and Gittin, Rabbi Natam holds, go together. And that's the yesod, that the Kedusha and Gittin go together. If it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, people are living there. The people are living there. So then it's part of the yeshiv. And there's no need to say Bafanai if you bring a get from there. If it's not part of the Yishuv, that means that it must not have Kedusha. Right? People, they weren't Koveshit, so it doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, so people are not living there. So then you will have to say Bafanai if you bring a get from that location. Menashe?
And the assumption is that if there's a Kedusha Olei Bavel, then because of Kedusha, but not another?
Correct. If there's no Kibush Olei Bavel, so then the Kedusha Rishona is Batal. The Kibush Olei Bavel is what creates the Kedusha. You need a new kibush, you need a new conquering in order to have a new kedusha. We assume that the first kedusha was batel, so it's only the kibush Olei Bavel that creates the kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Bayis Shem. Yes.
Is Rabbi Natan saying that Akko was always split? That half of it was meaning even by Olei Mitzrayim, Akko had a status of half and half, or that the kibush of Bavel was they only were Kovish, the southern part?
I think it's easier to say the second, right? To say that the only Mitzrayim weren't Kovish Akku, that's a big Kiddush. I think he's saying that the Olei Bavel were not Kovish, all of Akku for some reason.
Then why is Recham and Chagor not part of the new Eretz Yisrael?
Were the Olei Bavel Kovish Recham?
That's what it says in here.
Ah, you're saying that there were two Recham and Chagors?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But Rekem is in the east, Akko is in the north. Well, why is that? What's the steer between Akko and Rekem? Even if the Olei Bavel will Kovish Rekem in the east, but...
It shows that it's a part of the new Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it should be a part of the DNA Eretz Yisrael by Gittin.
Akko?
Yeah. No. I'm saying if we're going to say that by the southern part of Akko was an only bubble conquering, then so too by Rekumenitza, which Tosfos also says was conquered, the eastern Rekumenitza is conquered by only bubble, which have the same din as southern Akko in that the kitten that you bring from there should be without the fauna nekta because it's a part of the new Gulas of Eretz Yisrael.
You're saying according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that what? Rekem...
They
conquered the western Rekem.
Yeah.
He's saying they conquered the western Rekem. The western Rekem is part of Eretz Yisrael. The eastern Rekem is not part of Eretz Yisrael, according to
Rabbeinu Tam. The western Rekem was from the times of Avram and Avimelech.
Right.
The eastern one was what Ole Bavel conquered.
No, the western one was from the times of Avram, but when they went into Golos, it didn't have Kedusha. Then the Ole Bavel came back and they were Kovish it again. Right? Did it have Kedusha during the time of Golas? Golas Bava? No. Then they came back and they were Kovish it again. But the Rekem Kemizra, the Rekem on the east, that they were not Kovish. That's not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yehuda's boundary of Eretz Yisrael, Rekem Kemizra. Right? The Rekem Kemizra is not part of Eretz Yisrael. That was not Nichbash to Oli Bava. The Rekem on the west was Kovish to Oli Bava. That does have a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And from there, you won't say Bafana if you bring again. Okay, this is all Rabbeinu Tam. The Re argues with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Re assumes that maybe the whole assumption of the Rabbeinu Tam is incorrect. Right? Rabbeinu Tam made this major assumption. Rabbeinu Tam says that Bifanai and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are connected to each other. So we'll see that the Rishonim, the Re and the Ramban, in different ways are going to argue with that linkage. The Re argues in one way. Right, the Re is going to say that what? That even something that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you might still have to say Befanin Eftam if you bring a get from that area. But Ben Atam says, come on, if there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that means that people are living there, they're Tamil Chacham there, but they didn't, you're not going to have to say Befanin. So comes the Re and says, who says the two are necessarily connected to each other? Maybe even if, what? Even if it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but maybe regarding Gittin, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Because what is Bifanai a function of? It's a function of whether people are living there. Do you have Tamil Chachanim? Do you have Batidin Kvuim? Why is that a function of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? As some of the Talmidim said. Like, what is this? Yonatan said this, right? Yonatan Stern. Is just because there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, so automatically people are living there, and if there's no Kedusha, people are not living there, why should that be dependent? So the Re says they're not dependent. There's a simple answer to the kasha that we had before. Rabbi Abba was Menashe Kipi da Akku. So we asked, well, just one second, if it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, so why would you treat Akku as Chutz Laretz and say that you have to say Bifana if you're bringing get from Akku? So comes the Re and says, what are you talking about? It has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim would go to Akku if their friends were going to Chutz Laretz, they'd accompany them to Akku. Rabbi Abba would kiss the ground of Akku because it has Kedusha. But Gittin's a different halacha. You need Batidin Kvuim. You need Shayar's Metsuyas. You need Tamir Chachamim Unal Lishma. Who says that that's a function of Kedusha? Even if it has Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, maybe if it's muflag from the yeshivas, if it's far from the yeshivas, far from the Batidin, then it's like Chutzlar, it's vis a vis Gittin. Who says the two are necessarily related? Rabbi Natam wants to believe that Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael and Bafanai are linked, absolutely, and the Re says no. Maybe even a place that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael still is like Chutz Laretz vis-a-vis Befanin et Befanin Echta. Okay, that's how the Re wants to be Mechalik. We'll see the Ramban is going to be Mechalik in a different way, but this is the Yesod of the Rishon. Rabbi Natam starts us rolling. Rabbi Natam says that Befanai is a function of Kedusha. A place that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, we assume, is going to be populated with Talmid Chachamim. It's going to have a yishuv, and it has a din of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Gittin as well. And Rishonim start to chip away to answer the kashas. He has the difficult kashas Rabbeinu Tam is facing. So to answer those kashas, some of the Rishonim chip away and say, who claims that there really is a connection? Maybe a place can have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and nevertheless, vis-a-vis Gittin, it'll have a din of Chutz Laretz. And the Ramban is going to say the opposite. Right? The Ramban is going to say the opposite, that maybe even a place that doesn't have Kedusha maybe still has a din of Eretz Yisrael for other halachas. Okay, so we'll have to see the Ramban. We'll see the Re inside of Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll see the Ramban as well, and hopefully we'll develop the sugya. Okay, let's stop here with the Gemara, Chelek of the Shir. I just want to add a little bit of